This is David Batty covering today's 2UC march against the government's public sector spending cuts. My colleague Paul Lewis is with the march in central London. Paul, whereabouts are you now and what's happening?
Well, I'm stood on the Golden Jubilee Bridge, which is where the front of the march was about 15, 20 minutes ago, and it's since set off. If I look behind me towards Big Ben, I can see the front of the march stretching off into that direction. And then in the other direction, all the way back, I think to St Paul's Cathedral, it is chock-a-block with multicoloured placards and lots of people, which I'm sure you can hear in the background, the sounds of horns, whistles, drums. It's a really loud, at the moment, good-natured protest. But the one character, the one feature that characterises it more than anything else, I think, is the number of people who have turned up. I mean, even if I look at the bridges crossing the Thames, they're packed with people streaming across with flags and banners. The traffic has been brought to a standstill, and people are crossing over to the north side of the river to walk along the embankment.
And how diverse are the protesters? What sort of range of people have you got there?
Well, I mean, it's as broad as you would imagine for a protest which is, complaining about cuts to so many aspects of society. There are lots of children on the march, quite a few older people, pensioners. Talk to people here, and they really come from every corner of the country. And all sorts of different occupations as well. I mean, from public sector workers, lots of nurses, doctors, teachers, even police officers. The people who are here who aren't themselves concerned about their jobs, but ideologically oppose the government's spending cuts. So it is a broad, diverse group of people here. But beyond that, I mean, these are just the people I can see, and they literally stretch into the horizon. I'm looking at the other side of the river now, and there are even people gathering there. But to add to that, there are feeder marches all over the capital, some in Camden, some in South London, from Holborn. And what I'm hearing, even East London too, is they're heading here too as we speak. So you've got the main march and then all of these other splinter marches all coalescing right in the middle of London.
And has there been any sign of trouble so far?
Well, no, and I don't expect there to be any on this main march at all, really. I mean, there may be some trouble flaring up when the feeder marchers tried to join the main march. The closest to it, actually, was a minor altercation I saw from the bridge up here with Ed Paul, the Shadow Chancellor, and who turned up, went straight to the very front of the march, and within seconds was mobbed. Not by supporters, I should add, and there was one particular chap who let his feelings known quite deficiently. I mean, he was literally shouting into the Shadow Chancellor's face. And it lasted about a minute or two, quite embarrassing, as he would have to drag away this other protester who wasn't really letting Ed Balls walk. But that's the closest, minor stuff was slightly embarrassing for Balls, but nothing more than that. And I have to say, at the moment, nothing other than a really kind of good-natured, peaceful march. And people feel quite passionate. I mean, that's definitely the case. When you talk to people, they don't just tell you why they're here. They really say it in a kind of passionate way. People clearly feel very strongly about this.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.